Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Endorse this event or product.
Fake hands, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Welcome back, hour number two, the ultimate hour of this show today, and it'll be one of the best.
It's not the penultimate.
No, that was last hour.
It's very confusing.
We're done with the penultimate hour. We are on to
even DMH probably doesn't understand it.
Even the ultimate hour, David Michael Hahn is a part of. David Michael Hahn joining us on a Friday for the second week in a row. David Michael Hahn, I'll ask you this question. And welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Last week was your birthday party. I left without saying goodbye to anyone. Did that resonate, or did nobody care?
Several people asked me where you went, and I said, I think he left. I saw him throwing a baseball by himself over in the corner for a while.
That did happen.
I looked over. You were sulking by yourself.
Wasn't sulking. I just wanted to throw the baseball.
You were sulked, your shoulders were hunched, and finally I said, he's probably going to text me when he leaves, and I looked down, and sure enough, it was a text that said, I miss you, and I'm like, you left, didn't you?
Is he that guy he comes over and there's a bunch of people, and he sits in the corner and then just leaves?
That was him. He couldn't even say goodbye to me. It was my birthday party.
That's unbelievable.
You looked like you were doing more important things with more important people.
Oh, now he's a pity party. Now it's a pity party.
No comment.
You are here to talk about something that we weren't allowed to talk about last week, but I've given it clearance and authorization this week. What is going on at St. George?
Yeah, thanks for letting me come on. Sorry, I was almost a little late. I was reading this great article on Catch of Kansas, the Friday
Five.
Oh,
my God, you two make me sick.
But I'm here now.
Jeez.
Yes.
That was good. Thank you for noticing.
You're welcome. This weekend, the 89th annual Lebanese Dinner, guys. 89th annual down here at St. George Orthodox Christian Cathedral. I'm here right now.
Wow.
We're getting everything ready. The food smells good. We're getting everything stocked and ready for everyone coming out this year. We're very excited.
Here's where you messed up, David Michael Hahn. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Do you?
I don't.
The Eagles play tonight and tomorrow in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is far away from where this dinner is happening. Why would I bring that up?
Because you're not going to the Eagles concert this weekend. I don't know because.
But who might have shown up to the dinner?
Yeah, Don Henley. Don Henley came that one
year. Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh. I don't know.
Really?
It's like Joe that. Walsh. Joe Walsh from the Eagles came to our big dinner one year. He's been several years, in fact, but he won't be there probably this weekend. He might. You never know.
No, you probably should have checked the schedule.
It's always the second weekend of October. We do that every year. Second weekend of October, we're going to be open on Saturday from 4 to 7 inside for dine-in, cathedral tours. You can come see me in our country kitchen bake sale, but you can also do drive-through from 4 to 8 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, 12 to 7 for all that. Come on in. Come find me. I'm the guy with the big beard. I'm going to be slinging our baked goods, but we have so many fun things to do here.
That's awesome. So I had a huge date planned out Saturday. Was going to come to the dinner probably, you know, close to 2, 3-ish, have a good time, hang out a little bit, check out what you're doing, and then head back and watch the Guardians at 7. Now the Guardians start at noon, which takes me close almost to the time that the dinner will be starting, which means I may not have an appetite. What do you suggest?
I suggest that you should still come. I think you're going to be in either a good mood or a bad mood. But either way, if you're in a bad mood, we can give you some comfort foods in our bake sale country kitchen. If you're in a good mood, you know, you can have some butlewa and have a good time.
It sounds like either way, just give him a ball and put him in a corner. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll just sulk, shoulders slunched, and just hanging out.
Yeah, do you have a gym I can shoot baskets while everybody else eats?
Actually, there is a gym here. That's where our break room is for all of our hard workers. This is a community event. We're all coming out. I mean, every single person in our church has a role. We've been preparing for this for months, and it all comes together this weekend. And everyone will be here from our church. So if you know somebody that goes to our church, come by. You'll see them.
Tell us what's on the menu.
Let me tell you guys. And I texted you this morning about
it.
That's how excited I was.
Well, I asked you, but yes, you did.
You did ask me. It's true. Cabbage rolls, which are my favorite. Absolutely love them. They're cabbage stuffed with meat and rice. We've got our risen yakni, which that's the Arabic phrase, but it's like a rice and green beans, kind of like a stew, if you will. We've got our kibbeh. We've got salad, pita bread, and then the hot topic, which is everyone's favorite, is what we call butlewa, but the Greeks call baklava. Last year, you guys had a big fit about whether or not how to pronounce it, but
we did.
Either way, you did. I remember.
Okay.
But either way, we've got the butlewa, the baklava on the menu. It's the best in Wichita. You can get tickets, $22 for adults, $15 for children 10 and under. It's going to be amazing.
Dude, any final thoughts on this?
I don't want to get between your guys' little bromance here.
No one could, trust me.
I don't want to get involved.
It's unbreakable.
Well, I don't know. After listening to his birthday party story,
But does he still love me?
I'd have second thoughts about you a little bit, but probably end up taking you back, I guess, where you guys are at.
Can I ask a question of you, Duda?
Uh-oh.
If I invite you to my birthday party next year, what will you do?
Well, when is it?
It's in October.
As long as I don't got stuff with the kids, I might show up.
He might got stuff with the kids, you see.
And would you interact with others, or would you just go play baseball by yourself?
I would definitely not be the guy in the corner just throwing a ball.
I wasn't in the corner. Lining, I was way down the road.
And then waiting to leave. I would probably come up and have a chat with you. I'd probably interact with some of your friends. And then before I left, I would probably come over and say, I hope you have a good day. Happy birthday. Thanks for the invite.
All right, nice. You're on the invite list for next year.
Whoa, Jeff.
That's all.
Look,
it takes.
Jeff's mad right now.
Oh, I am fuming.
He's fuming. He's just lost his best buddy.
I am beside myself with anger.
He knows it's over. If I show up, it's over.
Yeah, true.
Jeff, you can still come. Well, you're still invited.
That's true. I appreciate that.
Obviously, yeah. He'll be no competition for me.
I like to be a little mysterious at times.
Dude is mostly invited, so Jeff has someone to talk to.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm not coming over to babysit, man. Not a chance.
Okay, you can. Hey, they had alcohol. We'll have a good time. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay, then that's fine. That's my usual.
See you Saturday, David Michael Hahn.
Thank you, boys. We'll see you guys this weekend.
All right, later. Rosin Yuckney, one of the most fun things to say. You going to go to the Lebanese dinner with me?
Give me a call.
All right. I will.
Yeah, you can shoot me a call. honestly, if the Guardians lose, no. Okay. I'm telling you right now, there's not a chance.
That's going to be tough, missing three games.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I was thinking, I got to go see these concerts. They play.
You're going to be in Vegas, and you're not going to go and watch a ball game. Like, you're going to go, whatever.
We got dinner res.
Where?
What's
you the place don't even called? Know where.
Yardbird.
Oh, I haven't heard of that place.
It's got the best gluten-free fried chicken on the planet.
Oh, okay.
What I'm told.
Well, there you go.
And my wife wants gluten-free fried chicken.
Okay.
So there you go. Do you want to start the game real quick and then maybe finish it in the final segment?
Well, that's up to you guys.
That's up to you. Do you want to go or do you want to not go?
Well, we can go.
I am going to call you about the Lebanese dinner.
And I told you, there's a chance I might be able to go.
It's way out east.
Saturday, but if the Guardians lose, I am not going with you.
If the Guardians lose, I might not go.
I'm not going with you. There's not a chance.
Max, it is.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It is time to play the game, courtesy of Motorhead and Jason Duda. What do we have?
Okay, well, it's going to be all about Kansas. We got some questions here.
I'm going to crush Max in
this. Oh, God.
For you and Max.
I'm
and we'll keep track of the points. And it's all there are questions about Kansas.
That's not fair to Max.
Oh, no. Some of these, everybody should know.
Okay.
I even know some of these.
You even know some of these.
And
but you're drinking smart water today, so that's different.
That's right. And some of these are a little tougher. And Max, you said you won last time? The last game?
Somehow I beat Bob.
Okay, well, then I guess you go first.
I think the game's under sense. Protest.
So I'm just going to go, I'm going to start with the first question, and we're just going to go down all the way.
Okay.
Good?
And we don't get to pick the number this time.
We could maybe do that. Let me see. No, because this computer is not acting like it should.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's not wanting to move anywhere. So, no, we're just going to go down. Okay, Max, first question.
Okay, yeah, I think that's better.
What is the state flower of Kansas?
I know that. The sunflower.
You are correct, Max. Huh? 1 point.
Isn't it like the Western sunflower?
No, it is just the sunflower, Jeff.
Everything
Jeff,
else
your question. In which year did Kansas become a U.S. state?
1868.
Incorrect. Max, you can steal.
Oh, it's 1861.
Max, what's your answer?
1861.
Congratulations. That's an extra point for Max.
You,
Max is up 2-0. And this question goes to you, Max, if you can get this one. Which river runs through Wichita?
Arkansas River.
You are correct.
Wow, 3-0 early.
Nothing early. Jeff, which native animal is nicknamed the American buffalo?
The bison?
Correct, Jeff. 3-1.
That was tough.
That was a tough one.
That was a trick question, kind of.
Like I said, some are pretty easy. What is the highest point in Kansas, Max? Some are not.
Liberal.
No.
Somewhere in the Flint Hills, I don't know.
Mount Sunflower.
Yeah, I probably should have known that.
How big is that?
I don't know. Jeff, how many counties does Kansas have?
107.
Incorrect. But close. Max.
102.
105.
Wow.
Well done. That was a good effort.
We tried. Yeah. Well, I tried.
Only because you said he was close.
Yeah, yes. I know. I was trying to help
you
out there.
He would have said like 9 otherwise.
Yeah. Max, which famous aviatrix was born in Atchison?
Amelia Earhart.
You are correct, Max.
I was hoping you would know what an aviatrix was.
Max is too smart.
She doesn't have a whip.
Here's an easy
one. Or maybe she does. I don't know.
Here, Jeff, you get an easy one. Which university is located in Lawrence?
The University of Kansas.
You are correct. Max, what is the state insect of Kansas?
No, not the fly. The grasshopper.
No.
Honeybee.
You are correct, Jeff.
Honeybee, seriously?
4-3. All of a sudden, it's tightening up. Jeff, in which city is the geographic center of the... I can't say that word.
I don't know. Gypsum?
No, we're not doing that one. Which novel was set during the Dust Bowl featuring a Kansas family?
Little House on the Prairie.
Incorrect.
Oh, was it Little House on the Prairie?
No, it wasn't.
Dust Bowl. I have no idea.
The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, how about that? Never read it. Never want to.
Max, what nickname is given to Kansas?
Oh, the air capital of the world.
No.
The universe.
That's Wichita. Sunflower State.
You are correct, Jeff. It's tied at 4.
Oh, here we go. The tides have turned.
Jeff, what is the state bird of Kansas?
The Western Meadowlark.
Very good, Jeffrey. What?
How do you know that?
I don't know. I thought maybe I'd get him on that
I
one.
I learned this in school. They taught us everything.
I figured that. Okay. Oh, here you go, Max. Which city in Kansas is known as the air capital of the world?
Oh, Wichita.
What a joke.
Good job, Max. Jeff, who wrote the novel In Cold Blood, detailing a real-life crime in Kansas?
I don't remember. No, pass.
Truman Capote.
You are correct, and Max jumps back in the lead, 6-5.
Good job, Max.
Jeff, which legendary...
It's Max's turn.
Oh, it's Max's turn.
He stole.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me being honest. Do I get a point for that?
No. Which legendary lawman once served as the marshal of Dodge City?
Is that Marshal Dillon?
Incorrect.
Wyatt Earp.
You are correct, Jeff. 6-6. I might have got that one. Okay, Jeff, what is the state reptile of Kansas?
I think it's the box turtle.
I can't give you that. You are so close. Max.
The tortoise.
The ornate box turtle.
Oh, come on.
I can't do it.
Yes, you
come on.
Even Max.
I gotta give him that?
Even Max says do it.
He said box turtle. Who knows what the nickname of the box is?
All right, Max, trying to help you out.
It's not like there's 12 kinds of box turtles, probably.
Even the late Alex Trebek would have gave that to him on Jeopardy, for God's sakes.
Which famous fast food chain was first established in Wichita in 1958?
Freddy's.
Incorrect.
I think that one was later. I'm going to go White Castle.
Oh, I can't believe Pizza Hut.
I know. I thought that was later, though.
All right, Jeff. Which long trail originated in Missouri and ended in Santa Fe, New Mexico, passing through Kansas?
The Santa Fe Trail?
You are correct.
That was tough.
Max, the state's name is derived from a Native American tribe. What is the tribe's name?
Chisholm.
No.
Kansas.
Yes.
Oh, well. What about the Chisholm Trail? What's that? Is that a tribe?
That's a trail. But good, I mean, yeah. Jeff, which fort was a key outpost during westward expansion and the Indian Wars?
Fort Riley.
Incorrect.
Fort Hayes.
Incorrect. Fort Larned.
Oh, okay.
Is there a prison up there?
That makes sense.
Jeff, this is Matt.
What's the score?
9-6 for Jeff right now.
Okay, we'll play to 10 and then we'll do another round.
Okay.
After.
What?
You know what I'm saying.
Max, what is the largest lake in Kansas? I wouldn't have got this. No clue.
I didn't know there was a lake here. I had no idea. Lake Titicaca.
No.
I don't know.
Milford Lake.
Okay.
Jeff, which movement in the late 1800s sought to help farmers and was rooted in Kansas?
The Industrial Revolution.
Incorrect.
What was the question?
Which movement in the late 1800s sought to help farmers and was rooted in Kansas? I love you, Max, but you ain't getting this either. Populist movement.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Max, this is you. Which city serves as the capital of Kansas?
Manhattan? I don't know.
Topeka.
You are correct. That's 10. And we need a break.
We do need a break.
We need a thought process.
We need to come back for the penultimate segment of this show, which features Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. We're going to break down the high school football schedule for week 6, and we're going to do it next. Stay with us, Bob and Jeff, KFH.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Mine and Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. Joanna, how are you?
I'm so sorry. My car was doing something weird with my phone.
It sure was.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Some interesting games this week. I don't know how great some of the matchups might be. We do have one that Jason's going to ask you about next, but I guess I'll ask you about Capen and Carroll. We kind of know how that's going to play out. Capen's probably going to win fairly big. Are we allowed to admit to ourselves that's how that's going to go? We want to call it a big game, but it's not going to be, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it wasn't all that long ago. You know, it's just been a few years since Capen has actually managed to beat Bishop Carroll. I mean, it was like 25 straight games, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, throughout that incredible run by Bishop Carroll, there were some amazing games. There were amazing games when Capen was really good. There were amazing games when Capen wasn't as good as Bishop Carroll. And so I always have faith that these two schools are always going to get up for this game. But, yeah, I mean, I really firmly believe that this is Capen's game to lose, and I don't think that they're going to. And I think that, you know, we look to Bishop Carroll's record over the past couple of years has not been anything like what we came to expect. And the loss to South, I think, says two things. Number one, it says that South is better. And Bishop Carroll, again, is just not in the upper echelon of the league.
Joanna, did you happen to get out to any of the tennis there at Derby yesterday for regionals?
I didn't, but, you know, I was stuck in class because Dan Loving also sent me a text to tell me that he was there. And I was really bummed that I didn't get out to see you guys. But I did see a familiar name.
Oh, did you? Yes. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
Had a good chat with
That's
Mr. Loving.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, congratulations to your daughter. Mays did very well. Derby also sending 5 to state, so I know they're excited about that. But, yeah, we have a nice little facility out there.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a lot of fun, and the coaches there at Derby put on a great tournament. They did a great job for it. So it was a lot of fun. I was like, oh, maybe I'll see her out there, and then I didn't, and I was kind of disappointed, but it's okay.
But you would have seen my students, because I had a lot of students out there shooting photos of the regional pennant. So good job to the young journalists.
Hey, happy days. All right, so let's get back to football. Northwest Manhattan, both 5-0. What do you think of this one?
Boy, I mean, I think that it's a, you know, Manhattan at times has stumbled a bit this year. Their games have been more interesting than I think that we've been used to. And I think that Northwest has established itself again as a team that we have to be watching, that they're going to be there in the postseason. This game, to me, says a lot about the postseason more than it does the regular season. Obviously, there's no league titles on the line. I think we can pretty much say that Northwest, barring any major surprise, is going to win the city league title. But, I mean, I always have a hard time picking against the home team in this. So, I mean, maybe that's the type of game that it is.
Yeah, Joanna Chadwick joining us from Vibe Magazine. So we got to tie up a loose end from last week. We usually don't go back, but we talked so much about Highland Park and their 4-0 start and how they hadn't allowed a point. And apparently, I don't know what kind of teams they were playing. East is obviously very good. But they won 74-6. Joanna, what did we miss?
Well, number one, look at East record. Look at East record comparatively and who they've lost to. There's no doubt that their schedule was tough and they had some tight games. I mean, Northwest only beat them 14-0. And those scores came in, like, what, the last 13 minutes of the game, something like that. But I mean, I guess I'm just not that surprised. I'm just not that surprised. I've seen too much high school football in my time to be that surprised by that.
No, I get it. It's just a crazy outcome and one that maybe we didn't expect. Jason?
Mulvane McPherson. This one should be a tough one, shouldn't it?
Boy, I tell you, McPherson has been a team to me that is just, I don't know what to expect. And they had, I'm pretty sure it was last week, that they had a really nice comeback win. Mulvane is playing very well, and I think it should be a really good game. I'm not sure I could pick this game just because I think that both of them have had outcomes that I think this game is going to say a lot about who they are as a team. And what point are we in the season, right? We have 2-3 games left of the regular season before we hit the postseason.
Yeah, week 6.
This is all about positioning yourself for postseason. It's all about answering some questions about who you are as a team to make sure that you're ready for the postseason.
Joanna Chadwick, our guest from Vibe Magazine. So we have Conway Springs at Sterling, and I bring that game up because we know all about Conway Springs. Is it hard to follow small schools, even when they're kind of around? Like, Sterling just beat Medicine Lodge, but I don't know if that's a blip on the radar. I don't know if that was, it's just almost weird because we know all about Conway Springs, but is there anyone else in the area that we believe can challenge them?
Well, when it comes to Medicine Lodge, because that's a team that I followed fairly closely just because they had, you know, their previous seasons. And they've not had the kind of season this year that I know that that maybe we expected of them. I think Sterling is pretty good. But again, Conway Springs, I think Conway is back to that level that we used to see them play when we were watching them so closely. Well, I was anyway. I loved watching Conway. I mean, those 3A championships, that run. I still remember the first time that Collegiate beat Conway in the playoffs and just how huge that was. Literally had a coach from Collegiate run over and hug me. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you cannot hug me on the field. Well, you shouldn't hug me anyway, but he was just so overcome with joy that he just saw somebody he knew and he hugged me. So, But Conway Springs is easy for us to follow, I think, number one, because we've followed them for so many years. And also, they do a great job of getting their information to media outlets. It is hard to follow the smaller teams. And part of it is we need to make the effort to follow them more closely and find out how they're doing.
Joanna, is South a good football team? Or where are we at with South?
I mean, I just feel like I would like to see them. This is one of those where I wish that I was still at the Wichita Eagle, still covering high school sports, where I was at a game every week, where you're talking to everybody every week, because I'm just not that close to everything like I used to be. South's win over Bishop Carroll says a lot for their program, okay? I know Bishop Carroll is not what they used to be, but yet at the same time, when you can beat a program that has been one of the best, that does so much for your culture as a team that it helps you build from there, regardless of what that team looks like right now. Doesn't matter about anybody. Doesn't matter about us. It doesn't matter about anybody else. That had to give them confidence and give them some momentum. So for South, I think that win makes them better. But as for, I mean, I just don't know enough about them. And maybe, you know, maybe South High can reach out to me. I would love to include them. You know, any team that wants to be included in the recaps on Friday nights on Vibe, I would love to have you send me information to my email or Twitter. That would be great.
What if they want to be part of the Friday Five? What should they do?
We only care about Vibe. This is Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. So there.
That's fair. Derby Valley Center tonight, not going to be much of a game. Maybe. I mean, Valley Center is okay defensively. I don't see it. But next week at Mays South, we'll have a lot to talk about with that one. Those will probably be two undefeated teams. So it keeps rolling, Joanna.
It does. It just never seems to end. It's funny, like with football, with basketball, I always feel like I have more answers because there's more games. We see them more. With football, it's like, well, you never know what another team is going to throw at them that's going to test them or maybe pull them out of their element a little bit. And so that's what makes it always so interesting.
Yep, no doubt. 3 weeks left of the regular season, including tonight. Enjoy your time. You're staying at Derby tonight, so have fun.
All right, bye, guys.
See ya.
So long.
Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine.
She's gone. She just left.
If you want to be part of the Friday Five, here's what you do.
What do you do, Jeff?
You be good at football.
Whoa.
If you're good, we'll find you.
That was right? Heavy and harsh.
Well, if you're good, we'll find you.
Wow. That's something.
Right? Ish?
Probably.
So 4.5 hours. I bet I can.
So you feeling better now?
I bet I can squeeze it in.
You feeling a little better?
Well, I feel bad for
because you were stressed out. I'm not lying to anybody. You should have seen him in here, literally stressed to the nines.
I feel bad
on what to do.
I feel bad for the people sitting around me when they start to file in. Oh, I'm obviously going to be one of the first in. That's how it goes. But when they start to file in, it's the seventh inning, and it's 2-2, and oh.
I don't think you get the cell phone coverage inside the sphere.
Yeah,
you're going to have to think about, because I don't think it's very good.
How do you know?
I've been there.
No, you haven't.
We were just in Vegas.
You haven't been inside the sphere.
And my phone barely worked.
You weren't in the sphere.
So I don't know how you think you're going to be able to stream a game while you're sitting in your seat.
It's good to be a Verizon customer if you visit the Sphere. I am. Provides coverage capacity for 4G and 5G.
Oh, you're lucky you're Verizon.
Lucky. We're so going to win tomorrow.
How many texts am I allowed to send you?
Zero.
Well, you know that's not happening now because you said zero.
You can send me
texts. Like, that was the dumbest thing to ever say.
You can, here, listen. Oh. You can send me texts.
Did you just hear listen to me? Wow.
Shut up and listen.
Is that how we're going to do this?
Shut up and listen.
I can't wait till tomorrow. Oh, bombarded with text.
You can send me text during the game.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can send me text after the game, but only if they win. I don't want to hear.
How am I supposed to send you text during the game if I know if they're going to win or not?
You can only send me text after the game if they win. You can send me text during the game regardless, unless it's seven. Unless, if we're down by two or more runs, no text.
Why?
Because I don't want it.
Well, you're going to get it now.
Well, I'm going to block.
This is literally, I'm going to set my alarm on my phone for every 15 minutes.
I'm going to block your number and I'm going to put the phone away.
Go ahead. It'll be all right.
It won't.
I'll call. You got a landline?
Man, here's why I don't want you to send me texts.
Why?
because I just don't.
I'd just be like, hey, how's it going?
But I use my phone during the game because it's like three or four pitches ahead. So when we're pitching, when we're on defense, I can't stand it. So I got to know if we got an out. I need to know what
then
I'm ready for.
Then why are you even watching the game?
Shut your mouth.
Like, but seriously, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to know, okay, it's going to be a strike, and then look at the TV. It's a strike.
Why because I don't want to put myself through it.
Through what? Just watch the show. What's the difference? You're going through it anyway, watching it on your phone. So why not just watch it on TV?
I would rather see it in words than in pictures.
Then why are you even watching it?
Because I like seeing us bat.
Does this make any sense to you, Max? Seriously, does that make any sense at all?
No.
No, thank you very
Shut
much.
Shut up. Can we just go back to the Kansas
game?
Well,
this is serious stuff. I'm worried about your health.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to pop a blood vessel in your forehead right now.
What a way to go.
And you want to know a pitch ahead
not
on
pitch,
your phone.
Like almost a whole batter.
No. No, it's not that much.
Yes, it is. It can be.
All right, Jeff, who is the famous editor of the Emporia Gazette and a voice against imperialism?
William Allen White.
You are right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, see, I got him all fired up. His brain's just moving up there right now.
It's
the hamster's got a buddy to go double pace in there. It's unbelievable what's happening.
Peak performance.
The smoke's
the
coming out. It's going so
minutes.
Fast. He'll find everything.
I will.
All right.
We're playing back to 10 again.
Which children's novel features a Kansas girl and her dog, Toto?
The Wizard of Oz.
Good job, Max. Attaboy.
Novel.
One,
give me a break. Novel. No one read that.
No?
It's the movie, man.
Jeff, what is the state song of Kansas?
Home.
Oh, I shouldn't have gave him that question.
Home on the range.
Everybody read the book before the movie.
No. Where the deer and the antelope play.
Max. Yeah, you're bad.
Where
stop.
Seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Are we off the air yet?
And the skies are not cloudy.
Please tell me.
All day.
All the good people of Wichita driving right now did not have to listen to that. Were we off the air, Max?
Remember, my voice is kind of shaky.
Hit the button. I hope you hit the button. What natural disaster is relatively common in Kansas due to its location?
Tornado.
In Tornado Alley. You answered it before I was done. You get
oh
a bonus
God.
Point.
They put the literal
bonus point
answer
for Max.
In the question.
Yeah, bonus point for Max.
So why did you have the answer in the question?
It wasn't. That was part of the question.
But the answer was in the question. Tornado Alley.
But I didn't finish the question, and he answered it correctly. You get a bonus point.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that that was a rule.
Well, you never did it yet. If you'd have done it, then you'd have got a bonus point.
I doubt it, but...
All right, Jeff. Which important civil rights case dealing with school segregation...
Brown versus the Board of Education.
You're correct. But you didn't say all the words correctly, so you do not get a bonus point. Max, what is the state tree of Kansas? I don't know. That white stuff flies around all the time. It drives me nuts.
Cottonwood.
Unbelievable.
Hey, attaboy.
What a cheater.
Good job. Why? I just, did I say that out loud?
You're
it was
such
in
a
my head.
You're such a cheat.
It really bugs me. My eyes get all, it's terrible.
Yeah, you got to scrape your air conditioner because it clogs it all up.
Yep. All right, Jeff, in which city is the Eisenhower Prudential Library? Yes, and so you did answer that one. I give you a bonus point. God dang it. Man, terrible. All right.
I know a little bit about this state,
obviously.
He does. He just doesn't know directions, as Bob.
Exactly. Because that's over there. That's all he
that's
says.
That's what it is. I'm not a compass.
I'll just point somewhere, and that's where it's at.
When I ask for directions, don't tell me go northwest. Is it left or right?
And is there a landmark I might see?
Yeah.
Well, Max, this one I think you're going to get. What major cattle trail passed through Kansas during the late 1800s?
The Chisholm Trail.
Yes, but you didn't answer it quick enough, so no bonus point.
I can't believe you didn't pick that up and get your bonus point.
I know. I know. Jeff, the largest remaining tall grass prairie in North America is located in which Kansas preserve?
Flint Hills.
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
What's the question?
The largest remaining...
He's trying to read fast, so I don't get
the
it.
The largest remaining tall grass prairie
tall
in
grass.
North... Prairie
I don't
in
know.
North America is located in which Kansas preserve? Tall Grass Prairie National Preserve.
I hate this game. Jeff, am I winning?
Who's up? Oh, Max. It's Max. Which historic town in Kansas is known for its reenactments of gunfights and
Dodge
historical...
City.
Oh, you answered it before.
We got two?
Point.
Gosh,
that's
dang it.
7-5.
Am I losing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeff.
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You should get this. Oh, man. I'm going to have to say this really fast. Which legendary basketball coach started his coaching career at the University of Kansas?
Dean Smith?
Incorrect.
Oh, God.
Larry Brown.
James Naismith.
Yes. Gosh dang it. You messed me up. Max's turn.
Max, what famous Wild West figure hailed from Medicine Lodge?
I've never heard this. So
Billy the Kid.
Ah, oh, close.
That's what I was gonna say. Buffalo Bill.
Carrie A. Nation.
Okay.
I don't know.
She's one of those women.
All right, Jeff. What rock formation resembling a row of large stone cigars is a Kansas landmark?
Don't know.
Monument Rocks.
Don't know that one.
I don't know. Max, which aircraft company was founded in Wichita in 1927?
Lear.
Incorrect.
Oh, it's got to be Cessna or Beechcraft. Beechcraft.
Cessna.
Gosh dang it! I knew I was going to be wrong no matter what I said.
Max, in which Kansas city is the Big Well, the world's largest hand-dug well?
These questions are getting a lot harder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pass.
Greensburg. Told you, some get tough.
They do.
Okay. Come on, computer, what's going on? Jeff, the first successful helicopter was designed by a Kansan named...
Drew.
You're not going to get this one either, Max. William Purvis.
Good grief.
Never nervous Purvis.
They ran out of questions. Well, I don't think anybody's getting to 10. Right answer wins.
Okay, what Kansas City claims to have invented the ice cream cone?
Salina.
No.
Topeka.
Fort Scott. Max, which Kansas City was once the pancake hub?
Liberal.
You are correct.
Good job.
Max gets the W.
They have some pancake festival there every year.
Every town has time a pancake festival.
KSCB.
And Max is the champion.
Well, he's the champion of this round.
No, if I add up all the correct answers, Max wins.
No, he doesn't.
He wins 17-16.
You're a liar.
The three bonus questions.
There you go, Jeff.
You're a bonus.
You can win this. Answer this question. What Kansas aviation guy invented the A-track?
I don't know. Aviatrix?
Aviator or a plane builder.
I don't know.
Lear.
Oh, that makes sense.
I knew that. He didn't ask me, though.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to Max and Jason, Joanna Chadwick, Joe Auer, David Michael Hahn. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll do this again on Monday. Duda and Bob will be here. Until then, later.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.